Blog Talk Radio.
Thursday, all up on the daily go get it. Listen, so how y'all feeling tonight, man? I'm feeling like a real man should, and I hope y'all feel like real men and women should also. I'm glad to be here. What's going on? Carol Chamber, Lemmy, Friendly, Five Barbita, always great to see ya. And T. Carrie, right? Morning, noon, and night. It's always great to have my peoples going directly into your sight. That's word. Scared that your man is going to leave you. Ladies, have you ever been so deep in love? So enthralled, so enamored, so smitten, so all in like Pauline, that you spent a considerable amount of time being uncomfortable because you didn't want to move too far to the right, too far to the left because you thought that you might get left. You didn't want to make your man mad because you knew that if he got mad and he was desirable, he would go hit that joint around the corner and you was going to see him. You can take that thing. Word. Well, you know, I think that we've probably all experienced that. Somebody who had us, you know, walking on eggshells. Boy, really? Yeah, it's not really about that. You know what I mean? Like, let's say you have gotten into a relationship with somebody that you really had your eye on for a long time. And I mean a long time, in whatever form of a long time that it might apply to you. Like, so for some people, weeks or months might be a long time. For other people, it could have been years. You ever have a crush on somebody for years and years, and for some reason, y'all could never get it popping? Maybe you had somebody, maybe they had somebody. Y'all could never be in sync. So when you were free and single, they weren't free and single, and y'all were respectful to each other enough not to mess around with each other while y'all had somebody else, which might have made the love and caring that y'all had for each other even more respectful and put it on another level, a higher level, a higher plane. And then you finally got with him. So this isn't somebody brand new. You didn't just open up this box. This is somebody that you've seen before, that you know before, that you understand, that you have the scouting report on. And you finally got with him. Like, oh, now that we found love, what are we going to do with it? Sometimes you can have too much information on somebody that you got with. So you might know who they broke up with, why they broke up with them, and some of the characteristics that the person displayed that they broke up with. Maybe some of those characteristics kind of describe you. So you want to make sure that you don't display that kind of thing, because this thing, this thing over here is hot. They hot to trot, baby. Yeah, like that. So you might be so deeply in affection and deeply in love with somebody that you don't want to do anything that would upset them. You don't want to do anything that would cause friction between the two of you. You don't want to do anything that would cause a separation. You don't want to do anything that would make them have to start thinking like, And as much as we probably hate to admit it, sometimes we have been in unbalanced love relationships where we knew that we were deeper in than somebody else was with us. And you know, that's an uncomfortable situation because it can hurt your heart and it can definitely hurt your pride. You like, I don't want to do nothing to jeopardize this relationship. Meanwhile, you thinking that the other person don't really give up. So, you know, it's hard being in a situation where you got to give a fuck for the both of y'all. It's not easy. It ain't easy, baby. It's a humbling experience. Falling in love is a humbling experience. Being in love is a humbling experience. But if you care about your partner, your lover, if you care about them, if you love them, and if you respect them, you want to make sure that you don't do things that would bring upon a separation or unnecessary friction between the two of you. It's not a bad thing. That's actually a good thing. You know, that's definitely a good thing. You know, you don't want to shake up the box for no good reason. So you conduct yourself in a respectful manner. You do the things that you know that they like instead of the things that you know that they don't like. And yeah, everybody has their good days and their bad days and their prideful days. So there may be days or may have been days when you did something that you know your man or your woman didn't like. You know they didn't like it. But you had a, well, so what? What you gonna do moment. That ain't really cool, but it happens. It happens. Yes, it does. Yes, it does. All right. So at those times when something like that happens, you are going to be faced with the threat that they might just pull the plug on it. Like, all right. Now, if you get let go, put on waivers, and become a free agent over one thing that a person didn't like, and it was a relatively minor offense, I don't know, like, what are some minor offenses that a person might break up with you, but that might be questionable? What are some things? Let me see. Change your hairstyle. Now, that sounds petty. Sounds petty. But I have known relationships to end when a person changed their appearance. Changed their appearance. Changed their lifestyle. I didn't want to say change their lifestyle because that has to happen gradually. But you can go to the hairdresser and get your hair all chopped up when your man told you to leave that hair on there because he liked it. You had long natural hair, which is not an extra common thing in the black community. You can say whatever you want to. But even women with nice long hair nice long natural hair, be having weaves and all of that kind of stuff, you know, wearing braids and all that kind of stuff. So we ain't going to go there. But let's say your man was adamant about you keeping your long, pretty hair. He likes that. He likes that. You can call him shallow or whatever, but that's what you had when you got him, and that's what he wanted. And you went to the hairdresser, and you had an epiphany. You decided you was going to chop that thing all off, and you came home with a fade. I think it was like, what in the fuck is this doing? A fade from shoulder length? Thick shoulder length, too. You know how some women have shoulder length hair, but it's like you can count like 100 strands up there. You know what I'm talking about. You know what I'm talking about. You had the real thick shoulder length. You know what I mean? The kind you got to comb, not brush. And you came home with a fade. So your man went from running his fingers through your hair to kissing you on the forehead, and he ain't liking it. Everybody else, your friends, co-workers, neighbors, oh my God, I can't believe you cut off all your hair, but you rocking that girl. You slaying that girl. And your man is like, well, then y'all go with her. But I ain't doing that. Mm-mm. It's petty. It may seem petty, but that might be a one-time occurrence that might land you in the singles bar, just as an example. So if you care about somebody, you care about what they like and what they don't like. So if you continue to do things to them or around them that they don't like, what do you expect them to do? But more than likely, if you keep doing things that you know that the person that you're supposed to be in love with doesn't like, then you have no fear of them not being with you. You have no fear of rebuttal. You have no fear of them saying, well, listen, baby, this ain't working out. I think we should see other people. I think we should make other moves. I think that we should take some time out. I think that we should be apart. You don't fear that. And if you don't fear that, then that's probably not the relationship that you should be in. Because even though that you're in a power position, you're in a power position only because of your lack of care, your lack of concern. So in my opinion, being in a position where you have to watch your mouth, watch the things that you say, make sure that you don't hurt your baby's feelings, that you don't just, you know, conduct yourself all reckless and ruthless and thoughtless. I think that's a good thing. Scared that your man or your woman is going to leave you if you what? What? Think about this. Think about this. You know, let's say you and your lover, y'all met each other at church. Y'all met each other at church. So y'all were both God-fearing people. Even though y'all might have met each other at a funeral, but it was at a church. Y'all bowed your head. Y'all did the Lord's Prayer. Y'all cried for the same person that left. Nonetheless, y'all were of the same religion. Y'all were of the same spiritual beliefs. Y'all were connected and equally yoked in that department. Then one of y'all starts changing a little bit. You know, delving into other realms of spirituality, religion, and things like that. So you decide to convert to Islam, convert to Judaism, convert to Hebrew Israelite. You think that the conversations that you and your woman or your man used to have, were having, is going to stay the same. You know, when you start talking about religion, a lot of times you're talking about the way that you want your children to be raised. Now, if both of y'all were Christians, more than likely, if y'all are still of childbearing years, you want to raise your children as Christians. You want them to get baptized and you know, be raised as Christians. You went and converted to the Nation of Islam. You joined the Nation of Islam? Without a conversation? Or in spite of the conversations that we were having? Okay. Put a strain on a relationship. But you could easily say, well, you know, I feel like God called me to join the Nation of Islam. I'm feeling that. I feel that in my heart. I feel that in my spirit, in my soul. So I'm sorry that that goes against what we were believing before, but I believe something different now. And I believe that the truth is something that I have found. So now what? So now what? So you went from born again Christian to Nation of Islam to Fruit of Islam, all in one fell swoop, and you never even took your wife or your girl into consideration. There's probably going to be something up with that. Probably going to be something up with that. That's a big change. Major. It is. That's major. So let's say you converted to universal Islam. You're a Sunni Muslim now. Now, you know, you converted to be Sunni Muslim. You want your woman to cover up. The woman wasn't covering up before. She was going to E9, letting it all hang out. You know what them chicks be looking like at E9? For all my Philly people, y'all know what church E9 is. And you know what the let out look like at E9? She was one of E9's finest. And what's the other one? What's the other big church over there? Over there in West Philly? Well, it used to be in Southwest. Well, not, it was West. It depends on how you look at it. You know what I mean? You know, some people consider Southwest not to start until you cross Baltimore Ave. Other people, I mean, you know, like if you think about it, Christian Street, Catherine Street are in South Philly, all the way in South Philly. But when you start going West Philly, it's a little bit like does Southwest Philly start at Cedar Ave? When you cross Cedar Ave, or is it Baltimore Ave? For my money, it's got to be Baltimore Ave. I ain't accepting. You ain't going to tell me 57th in Catherine is Southwest Philly. That's not for my money. Nah, you got to cross Baltimore Ave. But Sharon Baptist, thank you, Mia. Sharon Baptist Church, yeah. Sharon versus E9. You know what them girls be looking like coming out of E9, Sharon Baptist Church. You know what I'm saying? Big mega church, YouTube church. Both of those churches came from little humble beginnings. Shout out to my man, Reverend Waller. Big mega church, E9. Get money, baby. All right, anyway. Anyway, changing a religion, if you have no fear of reprisal, if you abruptly make a big change in your spirituality and your life and the way that you do things, then you're probably not with somebody that you probably should be with. If you have no fear that your man or your woman would leave you if you continue to do something that they don't like, I don't know. I'm feeling like, yeah, I don't think that that's a thing that could last. I don't care how overbearing you are. I don't care how controlling you are. I don't care how much of a control freak you might be. There should always be a thought in the back of your head like, yeah, well, I know, listen, my baby better do whatever I tell her to do. I run this. I'm the man of this house. However, you know what I'm saying? I can't be rocking with Rhonda around the corner. You know what I mean? Me and Rhonda got a little thing. We got a little thing. Because if you feel like, all right, well, even if she or he does leave me, I'll be all right. And you ain't where you want to be. At least that's how it is, in my opinion. If y'all feel differently, let me know. Holler at the God. If you want to call in, the number to call is area code 319-527-6199. That's the number to call. I said a 319-527-6199. Yes, y'all. I said a 319-527-6199. Yeah, get on the line. I said a 319-527-6199. Yeah, get your shine, baby. Get your shine, baby. Get your shine, baby. Mia says, 58th in Baltimore is where Southwest starts. Fight me. 58th in Baltimore. I don't know. You might be on to something there. I think, like I said, Baltimore Ave got to be the cutoff. It has to be. Everything past Baltimore Ave is undisputedly Southwest. There ain't no question about it. You ain't going to tell me you live in West Philly. You live in no 49th in Greenway. Yeah. They're like, what you talking about, dog? What are you talking about? You don't live in no West. Yes, I do. It's 49th in Greenway. All right. So I guess if you live in, like, I don't know, let's say 45th in Baltimore, you say, well, no, that's not Southwest Philly. That's University City. And then, no, there ain't no University City. You, a lot of blocks away, a lot, no, it's not. You might live in some kind of university area with Penn. Drexel ain't around there with Penn running that. Southwest Philly. Anyway. Scared that your man or your woman is going to leave you if you what? If you cheat, if you lie. Because some people can put up with lying. Some people can put up with cheating. But very little people can put up with disrespectful behavior day in and day out. So, if I continually let my woman know that I don't care if she come, go, lay, stay, or pray, do I think that she is going to be with me very long? If I don't have no fear that she's going to leave me and I treat her like shit, yeah, I probably shouldn't be with her. Now, should I be in a situation where I'm scared to express myself about the way I feel, about what I think, or about what I know? Now, that's a whole different story. Now we're talking about real fear of somebody leaving you, walking on eggshells, being afraid to express yourself. Being afraid to express yourself. Do it good. Express yourself. Go on, do it. Oh, hold on. I'm over here posting things twice. That ain't cool. Let me keep it moving, baby. Make sure y'all hit that like button, y'all. Make sure that y'all share the show. Make sure that y'all subscribe to the channel. If you haven't subscribed to the channel yet, this is the Daily Go Getemism Show. I'm your host, Sun752, and tonight we're talking about scared that your man or woman is going to leave you. As a matter of fact, let's get it popping. Urban Therapy with Sun752, and this is your the Daily Go Getemism Show. We do this every single day. Every day it rains. And the DG will do the same. We break it down, baby. Every day it rains. And the DG will do the same.
Every day it rains and the DG will do the same. Every day it rains and the DG will do the same. Every day it rains and the DG will do the same. I'm your host, Sun 752, aka Omar with the rrrr. And if you can't say Omar with the rrrr, well, then you just say Omar with the R. This is the Daily Go Get a Mission Show all up in your area. I'm feeling like a real man should. I hope y'all feeling like real men and women should also. I bet a lot of y'all thought that, yes, he just decided to stop doing his intro. Well, I'm going to tell you what happened. And this is just between us. Why ain't nobody here? I can tell y'all. A lot of people can't get past the intro. So I figured I would stop the intro short, so people who never watched the show before don't get caught up in thinking that for the whole show, this is all we're going to do. So I figured I would put the intro later on in the show after we was already rolling and people see like, oh, they get right into it. Did it work? I don't know. I've seen a small increase in the numbers. Small increase. Actually, a significant increase. We did get to 1,100 subscribers. Appreciate y'all on that. Appreciate y'all. We got 1101. Peace to the one. So that's what that was about. A lot of times we get rolling so hard that I figured, we don't need the intro right now. You know what I mean? Let's just keep going, baby. Let's just keep going. All right. Let me go back up on these comments. Matter of fact, let me throw my shades on. All right. Looking very shady. Okay. Mia says, if the communication is where it should be, why would you join a religion without speaking with your partner? Because you don't give a shit. In short, my opinion, because you don't care. Pastor Bishop Reed. Reverend Walla. Pastor Bishop Reed. Well, I heard Triumph Baptist Church is doing, they doing big things too. They want to come up. Triumph like, yo, come on, what y'all want to do? I praise God too. What you want to do? I praise God too. All right. It says, do you really care about your mate if you take their feelings into consideration? Oh, if you don't take their feelings into consideration. I mean, continually? No, anybody can, you know, have an instance where they were inconsiderate. But if you continue to be inconsiderate, like, man, I don't care what you think. Or, you know, when you get so disrespectful and so unappreciative of the person that you're dealing with that you consider everything that they say to be invalid or stupid or, like, that's when you know you're in a bad place. And because you have no fear that they're going to be like, all right, you know, if your man or your woman continuously has to be like, so you're going to miss me when I'm gone. Or, you know, it's a lot of people out here that would love to have somebody who would do this for them. And it's bad. It's bad. It's bad. They're crying out for help. They're crying out for help. Yeah, they might be bitching, but they're crying out for help. They're trying to let you know that they don't like the space that y'all are in. They're trying to let you know. They're trying to pull your coat about something. His calling me good, mom. Yeah. They're trying to let you know. So if you're in a position where you have to continually remind your lover that you are good for them and that you're trying to be better for them, and that they should, you know, learn to appreciate you a little bit more, you're probably already dealing with a situation where they don't care. Now, that's not to say that some people haven't had a wake-up call. Like maybe their arrogance and ignorance and inconsiderate nature has overtaken them to the point where they didn't really realize what they had until their well ran dry. So, you know, somebody broke up with them, and then it was like, I don't know if it's absence making the heart grow fonder or if it's a situation where you didn't really understand or appreciate what you had until it was gone. You know what I mean? You ain't have nobody. Now you ain't got nobody to iron your socks. You used to have nice pressed socks. Now they all wrinkly. Nobody to starch your underwear. You just throw them in the, you just throwing them in the drawer. It was nice pressed and stacked. You know what I mean? A Niagara starch all in your underwear. Freshly pressed boxers. Look like shorts when you wear them. Domestic things. Carol says, wait a minute. You mean people still do that? I'm just saying, Cat. You know, put them socks on the ironing board and press them jaws. You know what I'm saying? When I say these are dress socks, I mean dress socks. Dress socks, baby. Give it to me right now. Anyway, there might be some services that the love of your life or supposed to be love of your life has been rendering towards you that you have taken for granted. And now that they're gone, you realize, yeah, it shouldn't take somebody leaving you, though, for you to realize how special they are to you. If somebody has to stop messing with you, if they have to break up with you for you to realize that you love them, maybe you don't love them. Maybe you just want somebody that you can take for granted. We're talking about being scared that your man or your woman is going to leave you if you do something that they don't like. Big things. If my wife finds out I have a baby on the way by another woman, she gonna leave me. So what I'm gonna have to do is I'm gonna have to raise the baby on the low. Maybe I can introduce the child once the child gets around 5. You know, but now wouldn't be a good time because I got a 1-year-old with my wife. I don't think that she would like it if she found out our daughter has a brother that was born 4 months after her. She might not like that. She might cause a real big ruckus. She might, you know what I mean? Forget about child support court. You know what I mean? She might leave. And listen, my baby mom just don't make a pastrami sandwich like my wife do. She all right. She can fry up some good pork chops. She can fry the hell out of a pork chop. But she can't make a pastrami like mommy. Might not mean nothing to you, but I'm gonna have to keep little man on the low until about 2028. You know, that kind of thing. I don't want my woman to leave me, so I can't let her know that I got a baby on the way. It's not the right time. And as silly as that might sound, as disrespectful as it may sound, all of y'all done seen somebody in that situation. All of y'all got a brother, a male cousin, a father, a uncle, a male homie who has been through this situation. It is what it is.
It is what it is. Money factors. Let's say you and your spouse or you and your man, you and your woman, whatever, y'all have a joint bank account with each other. You keep drawing money out. Y'all got the joint bank account so y'all can save together, but you spend it. Everything you put in, you keep taking out, and everything they keep putting in, you keep taking out. They trust you so much that they haven't been checking their bank statements. And your little gambling, secret shopping ass just been running through all the money. So over the year, with the saving schedule that y'all have had together, y'all should have saved, how much is in that account? $7,000. End of the year, time for an audit. Y'all got 7 stacks in the damn bank account, and I'm being nice, because you know people who normally fuck up money, they don't fuck it up a little bit. All right, so let's keep it a buck. How much money is in the account? It should have been $20,000 with the saving schedule that both of y'all had. How much is in the account? It's December 22nd today. $800 is in the damn account. And you know this, that's those facts. 800. You never thought that your man would leave you for messing up that kind of money. And he might not. But the problem is that you have no fear that he would. And at it like, well, I only took from ourselves because I took my money too. No, you stole from him too. Or if he was the one doing the stealing, you stole from your wife. You stole from your woman. You ain't just steal from yourself. $10,000 should have been on her. $10,000 should have been on you. You only got $800 left in the account. So if your refrigerator break today, you ain't even got enough to get a new damn refrigerator. Damn, son. All right, yeah, look, I got 800 cash, and we gotta leave like 100. We gotta leave 100 in the savings account in order to avoid fees. So we got 700, and then we can spend 200 on a credit card. No, 300, because I want no. All right, we got 700 cash. We okay with taxes and everything. All right, I want the stainless steel refrigerator, the wide body, and I want the one with the big freezer down the bottom. You know what I mean? That thing, you know, the big freezer. So that thing like 2,000. So we put 1,300 on the credit card, and we got 700 cash. Yeah, this the internet refrigerator freezer. It's the internet joint. You can see what's inside the freezer and the refrigerator without opening it up. I know. Didn't you always wonder what if the apples was talking to the tomatoes in the refrigerator? Now you can see. You can spy on them. Emma Dunlap said, Emily Dunlap, and Shirley Shirley, the world's most precious, the greatest pearl in the world. Shirley Shirley, most precious, the greatest pearl in the world. What's going on, my? Thanks for coming through. Good to see me. Have my eyes on you. Mia says, once they stop talking and get quiet, it's a wrap. They stop caring and are on their way out the door. Interesting. She also says, unfortunately for a lot of people, it takes a person leaving to realize what they had. Sometimes it's not only people realizing what they had when somebody leaves them. Sometimes people leave a situation thinking that they're going to have a better situation somewhere else and wind up having to come back. And that's a humbling-ass experience.
well, yeah, I'm going to go over here and mess with Shorty over here because she got a greater upside. She do everything better than my girl. You know what I mean? The ice in her refrigerator is colder than my girl. My girl, ice in her refrigerator is only 0 degrees. And my girl, Chris, she got below five below zero. The ice colder. Not only that, let me tell you something. At my girl crib, she got a toilet. She got the toilet like they have in buildings. We ain't got the regular, you know, handles on. Nope. She got the one where you sit down and they got the sensor in the back and, you know, it flush. tankless toilet. She got a commercial toilet in her house. You know, my side joint, she's CEO status. My wife, she's just a, you know, executive vice president. She ain't got no juice. Yeah, baby. So, scared that your man or your woman is going to leave you if you keep lying. She told you to tell her the truth so she can trust you, but you don't do. You keep lying. Every time she asks you to tell her something, you keep lying. What the hell? You keep lying. Lying all the time. You're lying just like a big-ass cat in the jungle. I say you're lying. And you are lying in the cheetah. You old cheating, lying ass. Cheating, lying ass. Damn, yeah. I have a coworker that had his Chester baby that hid his Chester. Oh, cheater baby. I'm like, a Chester baby? That's what we're talking about. Everybody know people from Chester cheat. Okay, anyway. I have a coworker that hid his cheater baby from his wife for 5 years. What did I say? Shit, that's the going rate. Hey, honest, somebody finna get whooped. Well, you know the person that took the money is going to try to flip it. Well, you mean to tell me that you was depositing money into the account and you wasn't even getting a statement? You know, shit like that. You know people who steal money always try to justify what they've done. You know they always trying to make themselves look like the good guy. Anyway. Scared that your man or your woman is going to leave you if you keep lying, if you keep cheating, if you keep getting caught with the same. You know, they say finance is a big thing that ends a lot of marriages. More, they say finance is ends marriages at a higher rate than infidelity does. That's funny because I've never known anybody that got divorced over money. But I'm going to keep it a buck. I've never known anybody who got divorced over infidelity either. But I have known plenty of people who got divorced over continued disrespect and disregard for feelings. Those are irreconcilable differences. Somebody keeps disregarding your feelings, disrespecting the way that you feel, telling you and showing you that nothing that you do matters, nothing that you do is right, nothing that you say is correct or is worthy of being heard. But of course, there are more shallow things that we could concentrate on.
Some women fear that their man will quit them, get rid of them, start cheating on them, get them out of the picture if they gain weight. Now, earlier in the show, we talked about chopping all your hair off. Chopped it. You went from shoulder length, all the way to, hey, buddy. And you ain't say nothing. You ain't get no warning, no nothing. And you know how women be like, well, I did it for myself. You know, I did it for myself. Okay. Well, there are some women who would not do that. But there are some women who fear that if they start getting fat, they start chunking up, that they man might not be attracted to them anymore, and that, you know, he'll start seeing what's good with Tisha. You know the girl Tisha? You know what I mean? Tisha with the three kids. And you can see damn well why Keisha had three kids in 2 years. Well, it was more like 2.5 years. She ain't get them stitches a long time. She ain't get them stitches enough time, you know what I mean, be able to heal up. Because, you know what I'm saying, Tisha got that, you know, she got the power. She got that power. But anyway, yeah. Gaining weight. It's a change in your appearance. You met your man. You was like a size, you know, 6, somewhere between 6 and 8. Now you like between the 16 and the 18. So it's a significant change. He never said that he liked them thick. I mean, you listening to everybody else saying that they, no, it's just called spade a spade. You know what I mean? You've been caking it and cooking it up. You know what it is. Cakes and pies. Get me another Pepsi. Grass ain't greener. It's just different grass. Well, whether it's greener or not, that's going to be in the determination of the person that wants to move on or not. But if you don't have any fear of whoever you're dealing with moving on, it could be that you've moved on already. You might not have made that declaration, but you figure like, I'm going to do what I want to do. And maybe it can be a situation where you've gotten your feelings hurt by your man or your woman. So silently, you're having a cold war. You're having a silent war. So you figure that whatever you do, even if it's inappropriate, it's nothing compared to what they've done to you. It's nothing compared to what they've done to you. So it's like, so what? If they get mad about me doing this, that, and the third, I just bring up what they did. Oh, it wasn't like that, though, when you blah, I forgave you. I think you owe me one. I got some forgive credits. I think that's a dangerous situation because either you're with somebody or you're not with them. If you ain't with them, then be without them. But if you're with them, honor the rules that the two of you have for each other. And yeah, there needs to be rules because lack of rules brings around a lot of misunderstanding. And it can lead to very disrespectful situations. Very disrespectful. You know? Very, very disrespectful. How about this one, y'all? How about going to jail? If I get locked up, if I go back to jail again, I don't think my woman is going to be home when I get there. If I get violated on my parole, if I piss hot one more time, then I'm going to get violated and I ain't going to be home for another 18 months.
I got this time I got to walk off. You know what I mean? It's bad enough I got to keep an eye on my girl when I'm on the streets. I don't think that she's built to stay faithful if I have to go away. If I got to go upstate, if I got to do a 1 to 3, if I got to do a 2 to 4, if I got to walk off the rest of my time, because this ain't the first time I done violated. I got to see the board. I got to make sure I don't see the board again. Last time I came home, I had to put a nigga out of my house. I had to chase a nigga out of my house. I got to have some place to put this ankle bracelet. I got to be able to stop my ankle bracelet into the 2023. So I better not go back to jail, because my woman going to leave me. She going to cheat on me. I know my last child don't have enough of my characteristics. I'm scared to get a test. I ain't going to get no test. But I've heard little things on the street, and my cousin told me that the baby, I ain't trying to hear that. That baby mine. Your woman was pregnant when she came to you on the VI, dog, and y'all did not have conjugal visits. Yeah, well, that's because I got her pregnant before I came in here. Nigga, you've been in jail for 3 years. She came up to the jail 9 months pregnant. You ain't never heard of Mary and Joseph? Anyway, we about to get on up out of here, man. Let's do these birthday shout-outs. You know what I'm saying? Evidently, y'all ain't scared to lose y'all man or y'all woman. Y'all ain't got no fear. No fear. Be right here. No fear. Be right. Well, it's really right here. Yeah. Okay. Anyway, shout out to SWV. We have some birthday shout outs to do. Some people were born on this glorious, glorious, glorious. December 22nd, first day of Capricorn, and they deserve to be acknowledged. So let's go about our business of acknowledging them. Making them feel special because they are special because they are special because they are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-C. They are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-C. They are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-C. They get number one out the box. Selena Christian Wallace, happy birthday to you. And Michelle D. Carter Douglas, turning 50 years old today. And she's raising money for the Baby First Network. Okay, and Nyresha McFarland turning 29 years old today, and Katie Charles turning 59 years old today, and Georgiana Sakor turning 34 years old today, and Crystal Price, go get a Crystal Price, happy birthday to you, and Waheed Ali Shabazz turning 56 years old today, and Latoya Wynn Irene turning 37 years old today, and Chris Shearn, happy birthday to you and my man going all the way back to the City Blue days. My man Cecil Lewis turning 55 years old today. And Eugene Bell, go get a Eugene Bell. Happy birthday to you. And also go get a Saida Kobrith Kareem. Happy birthday to you. And my girl going all the way back to the 1995. That's a Barry. Happy birthday to you. And my girl going all the way back to the Federal Reserve Bank days of the 1990-1991, my girl Alicia Graham. I want to say happy birthday to all of y'all and anyone else out there who shares this birthday on this glorious, glorious, glorious December 22nd, anywhere out there in the world. I hope that today finds you all in good health, happiness, mind, body, soul, and spirit. All of y'all go ahead and turn up. But don't turn up too loud. Just turn up loud enough so everybody can hear you. Rock out. Rock on and do the damn, the damn, the rock out. Rock on and do the damn, rock out. Rock on and do the damn thing. You do your thing, y'all. Represent the queens and kings. Y'all represent the queens and kings.
Good things happen to those who wait. Great things happen to those who grind. And anything can happen to those who go for theirs. So go hard, go for yours, and remember, man, listen, check it out, peep the game. If you're not good, get that your man gonna leave you. It's a shame. It's a shame. If you're not, brothers, if you don't have no fear that your girl's gonna leave, and you think you got it like that, like, yeah, you know, well, you know what I mean? It's hard out here to find a good nigga than it is to find, you know, a good woman out here. Women a dime a dozen out here, but, you know, a nigga like me, you know what I'm saying? You know, laying this pipe the way I do, you know what I'm saying? If that's the situation, then you're never going to be able to respect her. Not going to be able to do it. You're going to be able to do it. And trying to make it work with somebody that you don't respect is really, really hard, because you're going to continually disrespect them. You're going to continually keep walking all over them. You're going to continually mistreat them. And as crazy as it sounds, mistreating somebody can take a toll on you as well, as much as being mistreated by somebody. But maybe you would rather be on the side of the mistreater than the mistreated. Nonetheless, peace to all my day ones, my everydays, and my brand news. I love y'all to death. Resuscitate y'all. Love y'all right back to life. We will be back tomorrow night, Friday night, for another Daily Go Get a Business show. Thank you for coming through. What up, Manifest Reality? Thanks for coming on through. I appreciate you. Thank you. Okay. So Blog Talk, we going to get you out of here. Yeah, 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 yeah.